Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday the 20th of May at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about ophthalmology and eye care, and we'll be looking at Brexit and whether it might be undone, and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Rory McGinn in the Irish Independent reports that more than 60% of jobs growth between 2019 and 2024 was accounted for by non-Irish nationals, according to the CSO. Jobs growth in sectors such as hospitality, tech and support services was heavily reliant on foreign workers. The CSO said that the number of employees in Ireland increased by 355,000 between 2019 and 2024, with non-Irish nationals accounting for 218,000 or 61%. Foreign workers made up more than a quarter of all employees in the country by the end of the period, accounting for 27.5% of the workforce at the end of 2024. The figures were published as part of the CSO's new Labour Market and Social Sustainability Report, which looks at employment, wages, education and workplace trends. Barry O'Halloran in the Irish Times reports that Aer Lingus could cut flights next winter and summer as it bids to save cash to boost returns to its owner, International Airlines Group, the company management has told pilots. The Irish carrier is reviewing its costs after reporting that losses almost doubled to €103 million in the first 3 months of the year. That review could result in a reduction in flying for winter 26 and into 27 that falls below that operated in the winter of 25 into 26. Captain Evan Cullen, Aer Lingus Director of Flight Operations, said in a letter to pilots, it is currently envisaged that the summer schedule of 2027 will not match that operated in 26, Cullen added. The FT reports that the US tax authorities will be barred from ever pursuing claims against Donald Trump, his eldest sons, and the Trump Organization under an agreement to halt the president's $10 billion lawsuit against the Internal Revenue Service. The pledge by the Department of Justice came a day after Trump agreed to settle his lawsuit against the IRS in exchange for the US government launching a $1.8 billion fund for victims of alleged lawfare. The United States releases, waives, acquits, and forever discharges each of the plaintiffs from and is hereby forever barred and precluded from prosecuting or pursuing any and all claims, wrote the acting Attorney General Todd Blanche in a one-page document in relation to the case brought in January by Trump.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.